Good morning. My name's Becky Cooper, and I'm going to be talking with you, learning with you this morning. It's the part of our service when we do a little bit of learning together. And what that means is we think about stuff from the Bible, and we think about how that is relevant for us in our lives today. So, Mike, if you can start with the first, well, probably the second slide, actually. I'm talking about the voice of truth. Now, that's not my voice. I am going to be talking this morning. But the voice of truth is actually the voice of Jesus. And when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about this morning, it reminded me of a story, something that happened to me when I was around 6 months pregnant with my second child. Now, I've got three children. The eldest, believe it or not, is 19. That scares the life out of me to think that I've got an adult daughter. My second daughter is 14 and my son is 12. I was around 6 months pregnant with Neve, my now 14-year-old daughter, and Bethany was 4 years old. I thought it would be a great idea if I decorated my bedroom. And not only did I think at 6 months pregnant that would be a good thing to do, I thought, I know, I am going to wallpaper my bedroom. Never wallpapered in my life. And so I did. I learned about it, and I attempted to wallpaper a nice flowery pattern on the top half of the wall, a nice contrasting stripe at the bottom half of the wall, and a very nice flowery border that went all the way around the bedroom. And to be honest, I was quite impressed with my handiwork. It was pretty good. Around 3 or 4 days later, I went upstairs to my bedroom, and this picture of the handprints that you see up here saying it wasn't me may give you a little clue to what I found on my beautifully wallpapered bedroom wall, around the height of a four-year-old, and a number of hands drawn around with thick, colourful felt tip pens all around the border. No guesses to who that was. That was Bethany, age 4, now 19. She still does similar things. But at this point, I said to Bethany, "Bethany, I need to talk to you. How did these handprints get on the wall?" And her response was, "It wasn't me. It was the cat." Well, even more interestingly is that we don't have a cat. But next door had a cat. And Bethany said, "It was Smudgy, the cat." I needed to teach Beth what telling the truth really meant. It's been a long process with Beth. Those of you that know Bethany, we're still working through that one. But I was thinking about Megan and Max and you as parents and godparents, that you will be wanting to bring your children, your godchildren, up in the way of truth. You're going to want them to know that telling the truth is important. And you also made a decision today to get your children baptized in this church. And so there's a bit about, well, what is the truth that the people here at St. Mark's Church in Gillingham believe? What is that truth? And that's what I want us to learn to think about a little bit together today. If we can have the next slide, Mike. So we're going to work through the word truth. There's only 5 letters in the word truth, so this isn't going to take us too long, but I'll give you some indicators of what truth means to me and to many people here this morning. And the word T means that you, not just Max and Megan, but you, parents, godparents, friends, family, wider St. Mark's, you are totally loved by God. That's a fact. That's a true fact that tells us in the Bible. Not only are you totally loved by God, actually, God's pretty crazy about you. That might be hard to believe when you look around and see who's sitting around you, but God is totally crazy about you. God's love for you is unlimited and totally unconditional. In fact, there's nothing you can do to make God love you any more or any less today. His love for you is totally unconditional. And we know that this is true because in the Bible it tells us in 1 John 3 verse 16 that this is how we know that God loves us. Because Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. He totally loves you. Katie, a friend of mine, is just going to come and bring Max and Megan a balloon to demonstrate. Well, actually, she probably won't give it to Max and Megan, but maybe to family members. But just a balloon to demonstrate God's total love for them. This is just a symbol of God's total love for you. While she's doing this, we're just going to move on to the next letter of the word truth. And that next letter is R. And there's a word that we use that means to say sorry. And that word is a word called repent. Now, sadly, we, human beings, have been separated from God's love. We've been separated from God's love by something the Bible calls sin. Simply put, sin is when we decide to do things our own way and we don't follow God's way. That is what sin is. We sin when we ignore God, when we break his laws, when we do things for our own good, for our own purposes. And sin can be really destructive. It can be the thing that destroys relationships with our friends, with our families, and with God. The Bible says that ultimately, sin brings death. So how can we change this? How can we turn around and change in a different direction? How can we turn around from sin and make a different decision? Well, the good news is that it doesn't matter how long we've been going in the wrong direction, it is never too late to turn around and face God. To turn our back on the bad stuff and to face God and go in a different direction. Because we know that we are totally loved by God. But we do need to repent. We do need to say sorry. So what's next? The third letter in the word truth, if we could have the next slide up, is U. Understanding the cross. What the cross means. And understanding that Jesus died for you. The fact that Jesus died for you and for me is possibly one of the most famous facts of history. Everybody knows, or most people know, the story of Easter, Jesus dying on a cross. But actually, it's also sometimes quite misunderstood. Because the key is to understand that the penalty for sin, that's the bad stuff that I was talking about, is death. There's no getting away from it. We have all done bad stuff in our lives. We've all sinned. But there's a but to this part. And the but is that God, who is full of mercy and totally loves you and me, sent Jesus, that's God's son, to die in our place. The Bible tells us that God loves us even in the most darkest moments of our lives. The darkest times. We've talked about sin. We know it's the bad stuff. But it's not just the stuff that we see going on around us. It's the stuff we do in secret. The stuff in our own lives that we think nobody else knows about. God still loves us, even in those darkest times. But do we really understand what Jesus dying on the cross means for us? It means that God's total love for us and the sending of his son, Jesus, to die for us in place of our sin means that we don't have to stay separated from God. It means that we can have a life with Jesus forever. But that's our choice. we have to make a decision about whether or not we're ready to say, yes, Lord. That is the decision that I want to make. So what does the H for truth stand for? The last letter of our word. Well, H brings us the hope when we choose to make the right decision for Jesus. Because not only did Jesus die for our bad stuff, for that sin that I was talking about, 3 days later, he rose again. He rose from the dead. And through his death and then his resurrection, Jesus has now made a way for us to have that relationship with God. And all we need to do is accept that we've sinned. Say sorry, that's the repent word. And then decide to live our lives for him, only for him, for Jesus, for the rest of our lives. And so our future, our hope for the future, is actually in our hands to make that decision of saying yes to Jesus. So my question to you is, are you ready to make a decision that can give you hope for your future? If we could have the next slide, Mike. Just thinking about the passage that Annie read to us from Jeremiah. It spoke about God, the voice of truth, wanting to give us plans for our future. Not plans that are going to harm us, but plans to give us hope for our future. And we've heard this morning that God totally loves us. Fact. True fact. We've heard this morning that we need to repent. We need to say sorry for the bad stuff in our lives. That's a true fact. That we have to understand what the cross means for us as individuals. Why Jesus died for us. That's a true fact. And that Jesus can give us hope for our future, if we make that decision. That's the true fact. That's the voice of Jesus that speaks to us from his word, what we call the Bible. Now, for some of you sitting in visitor seats this morning, there are little cards on your visitor seats. And it just takes you through a little bit what you've heard this morning. And I don't know if there's people dotted around church that maybe haven't been here before, or maybe have been here before and actually are thinking, I'd like to know a bit more about this. If you would, there are these cards, and Helen, I can't see where Helen is, but Helen's got some cards at the back. If you want to just raise your hand if you would like one of these cards and you haven't got access to them, please do, and Helen will come and bring them to you. There's also some cards over here in the chapel area on the left. And if you this morning think that you want to make a different decision for your life, a decision to follow Jesus, then please don't leave here this morning without telling someone and without asking someone to pray with you about what that decision means. There will be people just in the side here who would love to talk to you about that and pray with you about that. It doesn't matter how young or how old you are, it is never too late to turn around and walk in a different direction. We're going to, as part of our response, we're going to watch something, a song that's also got some words over the top of it, called The Voice of Truth. And even if you've already made a decision to follow Jesus, and you're sitting here thinking, I've heard this story before, I'd like to challenge you to think about what is the voice of truth, that what are the words that Jesus is saying to you today, this Sunday, that needs to affect your life today. So just as we watch this song, if we could cue it up, Mike. It's called The Voice of Truth. I'd like you just to reflect on the words and think about what it is Jesus is saying to you this morning.